Okay. Did you have a theme or a central idea that held the whole concept together during the planning and the creating process?
Twelve Angry Men, this production is actually the sort of, you know, you can call it the second installment of a series of plays that I'd like to stage, you know, classic plays I'd like to stage. And before 12 Angry Men, we staged Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. So even during that time, a kind of a central idea was already born, and it was carried through in 12 Angry Men as well. And that is, my idea is actually to have to create an environment, a realistic environment in this case. So because I'm interested in reviving the psychological drama. So I thought in order to do that, you know, I should not sort of like strongly impose a kind of what we call directorial concept onto the production. And I mean, I could, but that is not really what I want to do. I want to create an environment, very conducive environment, such that the actors can actually play out their character and the drama in that space, yeah. So I have been jokingly telling people that my directorial concept for this play is no directorial concept, yeah. But of course, that is a directorial concept as well, yeah. We recognize that. So yes, and I think we've managed to do that quite well to a certain extent. So I've got like great designers to help me create an environment realistic enough. And it really gives the actor some kind of a energy, you know, where, to create that illusion. You know, you may say that this kind of concept is really old school, but I thought, you know, it's as important as well. You know, it's one genre, it's one kind of play that we used to do, and there's no reason why we shouldn't do it again. You know, if it's also a challenge in itself, yeah. So that's the kind of a central idea or concept. But of course, if I may just add a little bit more, because the play it's a very talky kind of play, right? 12 men in a jury room, and there's no set change. They don't get out of the room until they reach a verdict. So how do I really handle that kind of play? And I'm really interested sometimes in plays that locked characters in a certain space, you know, for a long time. I don't know why, but I feel that that is where, you know, conflicts and drama may eventually occur. If we're talking about aesthetics and all, I guess I am a little bit informed by my background, my training in viewpoints, in a way, yeah. But also, you know, looking back, I think that I have not consciously used that method or technique in the direction, but somehow I believe that because of my training, I was informed of that kind of aesthetic, so it kind of emerged by itself in the way I would, you know, try to move my actors, you know, in a way. So I think that kind of aesthetics, you know, that has to do a lot with about how the actors negotiate space and time, you know, and by doing that, it reproduces the kind of a tension that is needed in that, you know, 1.5 hour play, you know, so that, you know, no set change, no everything, you know, but just with the plot moving forward, you know, we could understand and we could feel the progression of the drama,